Thanksgiving. Those of you who maybe are currently, actively, or recently had been serving in the military, will you stand up? Anybody here this at the first service of standing? Tom? No, you gotta stay standing. Gotta stay standing. And I would like to now ask if you have a family member, aunt, uncle, I don't know, brother, sister, whatever, that is either actively or was actively serving in the military. Will you stand? And so we say thanks to Tom, and we say thanks to all of you and your families for... you can be seated. For certainly the sacrifice that your families have given. I have a number of family members who proudly served in the military, and I celebrate them and give them thanks as well for their service and sacrifice. This is probably about the only thing that I'm going to say about the election. And I debated whether or not to even mention anything at all. And so here it is. So whether your side lost or your side won, and in this moment, I'm speaking very directly to those of you who call yourselves a Christian and say that you follow Jesus. Whether your side lost, whether your side won, winning, losing, this has not, it does not, and it will not change the mandate from Jesus to go and love and serve everyone that you encounter. Whether, Jesus, yay for Jesus. Whether they won or lost, regardless, it does not change that, it will not change that, and it will never change that. Micah, the prophet Micah, says it this way. And what does the Lord require of you? To vote for a particular candidate? No. To have a particular party affiliation? No. I don't know if you knew this or not, but no party of the two or the three or the five or however many parties that we have, but really primarily we have two, right? No party owns Jesus. Micah says, what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Whether your side lost, whether your side won, doesn't really matter when we look at the mandate from Jesus to love and serve all humbly. Social media is this great opportunity for us to practice humility. So my encouragement to you as your pastor and your friend is to seek justice, to love mercy, and to type humbly as you walk with God. Now, what's interesting as we find ourselves in this season and beginning to think about what it means to be thankful and choosing thankfulness, I believe that choosing to be thankful, that to be thankful is an actual choice that you and I have the opportunity to make. I believe that thankfulness is a choice, and for some of us this week, it was a very easy choice to make. We felt very thankful. For others, it has been a challenge and will be a challenge to figure out how to choose to be thankful. And this morning, I think when we think about and wrestle with the choice to be thankful, when we choose to be thankful and live in thankfulness, that oftentimes we don't realize that when we don't choose thankfulness, that we end up taking a lot of things for granted. I've got a little video that I'm going to show that just kind of highlights a little bit of that with some humor.
Seriously? Okay. Oh. Where is it all going?
Please, please, please.
Yes.
Why is this happening?
It's 1278.
All right, let me get you no, buddy. No, no, buddy. No, no, buddy.
Hey, honey. Are you taking things for granted again?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, well, is there anything you can do about that? Because we really need to do some laundry.
Lord, will you please give me a more grateful heart? Honey! My car! Okay.
So in Luke's gospel, we read of a story of Jesus is traveling along and he encounters these 10 lepers, right? And so they know a little bit about Jesus. They've heard about him and they're like, hey, Jesus. They're yelling they keep their distance because that's what you did as a leper. And so, hey, Jesus, it'd be great if you would heal us. And Jesus says, why don't you guys head to the temple and, you know, head that way and do the things you need to do at the temple. And so they listen to Jesus because that's what you should do. And so they start walking to the temple. And sure enough, on their way, guess what happens? They're cleansed. They were lepers. They are no longer lepers now. Leprosy, it's gone. And guess how many go back to give Jesus some thanks? One. One guy chooses thankfulness. One guy made the choice to go back to Jesus and to the gospel tells us that it fell at his feet and gave him thanks for being cleansed, for being healed. And Jesus says, were the other nine not also healed from leprosy? And did they not choose thankfulness? I would imagine that there are plenty instances that we can think of, examples that come to mind when we think or feel as though somebody or some individuals or individual has not demonstrated the gratitude that they should. That we can think of times, perhaps maybe when we've been in the group of 10 and we maybe in that moment, maybe we were able to make the choice of being thankful, and or maybe we were one of the nine who kind of kept going about our business, about our day, and we failed to be the one to choose thankfulness. I've been thinking about this story and been thinking about the relationship between, is it possible that choosing to be thankful can actually bring about healing and freedom? And I don't know, I'm wrestling with it because I don't read in the rest of the story as if the other nine then, like, all of a sudden Jesus made their leprosy come back. Oh, you didn't come back and say thanks? Well, now you got leprosy again. Shoulda chose thankfulness. I mean, we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened to the other nine guys. It would seem weird to me if Jesus was like, yep, got them. They didn't come back and give me thanks, so they can live with leprosy. That seems not who Jesus, that's not the Jesus that I read about in Scripture. But I'm wondering about, is there the possibility that if you and I choose, if we make the choice to be thankful, that choice could actually bring about healing and freedom in our lives? And I don't know what kind of healing, I don't know what kind of freedom it might mean for you. Maybe there are relationships where if you were to choose thankfulness, there might be some healing that takes place in that particular relationship. Maybe if you and I were to choose thankfulness, that we might find some freedom and healing in our relationship to finances. I'm wondering if it's possible that somehow there's a relationship between choosing to be thankful and healing and freedom. If you have your Bibles, I would encourage you or invite you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Or write that down. You can spend some time with it later in the week. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And we're going to look at a couple verses out of this chapter. We're going to start at verse 6. Second Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, I would add in all seasons, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Skip to verse 12. The service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you continue to meet with us, and we pray even just in this short moment that you would continue to help us to be aware of your presence. Lord, you know that there are some of us this morning who find ourselves in a difficult season. For whatever reason or many reasons. Lord, in the midst of that, help us to choose to be thankful. Remind us of the ways in which you have so faithfully given to us. That we might choose to be thankful in who you are, and that it might help to even direct our daily interactions and our daily lives. Amen. We read this passage out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and I think two things in particular to note. It's interesting that when I think about this passage, that God is not providing for your comfort or for my comfort, but for us to do good. That God really desires that you have and I have what I need to do good. Right? And so I I hear this in verse 6 and 7, and each of you should give what you have decided to give in your heart so that you can do these good things in verse 8. You will abound in every good work. I think part of the choice of being thankful is first to plan to be thankful. Plan on being thankful. Be prepared to give of yourselves, and doing that helps to avoid taking things for granted. When you and I can plan to be thankful, when we can be prepared to give of ourselves, it helps us. It doesn't mean it becomes foolproof, but that we can then push back against the tendency to take things for granted. Plan to be thankful. Be thankful for the ability even to give. Like joy, I believe that thankfulness is a choice of the heart. That in the midst of any season, we can choose joy. In the midst of any trial or struggle, we can make the choice to be thankful. C.S. Lewis writes that prosperity knits an individual to the world, making him or her think that he or she has found their place in it, when in reality, it has found its place in them. When we make a plan to be thankful, we expect to be used. That God has given you what you need to do good things. Plan to be thankful for it and to do something with it. The choice to be thankful. The other point I would make is that God's provision is the source of our thankfulness. That it is because God is faithful, that God does provide, that we are thankful. Not because our candidate won, not because of this job I have, or not because of this or that. Those things are important, but that our thankfulness, our choice of being thankful, is because God is faithful and God provides. Because those other things, they change. And we as a country witnessed a change a couple days ago. And so if our thankfulness is dependent upon these things that shift and change, I don't know how many of you can say, my career has changed. What I thought was this thing that was stable, and I was thankful for it in that moment, but sometimes it caused me to be so thankful for it, and then something changed, my health or situation of finances or what, something changed. And this thing that I was kind of banking all of my thankfulness on changed. And now I'm left going, I'm not really sure I feel that thankful. That God's provision is the source of our thankfulness. When we choose to be thankful, we are doing so because God is faithful. If you're taking notes, Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. God's provision is the source of our thankfulness. God's provision is what allows you and me in those seasons of challenge, of difficulty, to still be able to choose to be thankful. That in the midst of loss of relationship or health or job, that we can still choose to be thankful because it is God's provision that is the source of our thankfulness. Our choice of being thankful plays out in our lives. It manifests itself in the ways in which we serve God and serve others. The way in which God's provision and the way in which God provides allows us to be used and to be thankful as we are used by God. I mean, God gives so that we might do good things as we serve Him and as we serve others. God blesses us that we might be a blessing. And then this cycle of thankfulness kind of begins to happen in our lives. God gives, God provides, and as we make a choice to be thankful, that thankfulness then frees us up to give of ourselves. And then God gives us more, and we make the choice to be thankful. And in that thankfulness, we are then free to give of ourselves, and then God gives us more to keep doing the good that He has called us to do. I believe at the center of the choice of thankfulness, at the center of this is peace and joy and freedom. We spent a couple weeks ago talking about, as we went through Galatians chapter 5, talking all about the freedom that is found in Christ. I believe that making the choice to be thankful, that there is freedom in that choice. That there is joy, that there is peace. When we choose to be thankful, that it frees us to serve and to be used by God. That just like joy, have you ever had those times in your life when you have made the choice to be joyful, even in the midst of things that otherwise may not bring great joy in your life, but you have, because of your faith in Christ, that you have made the choice to be joyful, and then others around you are like, hey, what's your deal? Like, I know what's happening in your life. I know what's going on. I know the struggles that you're facing, and yet somehow you still seem pretty joyful. I think thankfulness is a choice that's just like that. When we choose to be thankful, even in the midst of times that are hard, we find that that choice of joy, that choice of being thankful, becomes a witness to the gospel of Jesus. That people begin to go, wait a second, I'm not sure that that makes sense. Verse 13 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for your choice of thankfulness. Your confession of the gospel of Christ. Your choosing to be thankful is a proclamation, is a witness to the gospel of Jesus. And so this morning, as we come on this ingathering Sunday, when we gather in our gifts as a way of giving thanks, we do so with joy. We do so making the choice to be thankful. And so I think Chris is going to come up and he's going to play some music. You're going to be invited to come up and bring your donations, to bring your cards. I'm going to invite you, if you would, to set your cards right up here, bring your stuff, throw it up here, donations and whatever you might have. And it's an opportunity to make the choice to be thankful. And we come with joy as an act of praise and worship to God's faithfulness, a witness of the freedom that we have found in Christ, and a confession of choosing to be thankful. And so I'm going to invite you, as you feel led to do that, you can march up here, and Chris is going to play some music while we move stuff around.